The government here has pushed to expand access to technology, and it's had some success, especially around mobile phones. Kenya has now set its sights on bigger projects, like Konza City, its $10 billion, 5,000-acre high-tech city planned for outside Nairobi. But Kenya still struggles to stock public hospitals with medical supplies and fill potholes on its highways. So is it worth spending billions of dollars on glass cities and fiber optics?
It's the only way.
Dr. Kamal Bhattachary leads IBM's research lab in Nairobi, one of the country's largest operations on the continent. He says Africa can't just copy Western innovations. It needs to come up with its own.
Africa needs to leapfrog. How do you create a generation of engineers, of scientists, of people who understand that the next 25 to 30 years are going to be critical for the continent, and technology will be a key driver in the same way as the developed world?
Bhattachary's IBM lab is developing projects that will use technology to hopefully solve regular problems in the developing world, like snarled traffic jams that can grind productivity to a halt. He says there's enough young talent in Kenya to work on projects like his, but the social fabric and education model need to catch up first. Just a few miles from the supercomputers of IBM and Nairobi's other tech hubs, technology has a different role in the settlement of Kibera. A small shack houses a handful of outdated computers, some stacked on top of each other, none of them in use. Across the road, teenager Swale Abdullahi is tending a small shop that sells mobile phones and an array of cords and cables. A computer sits behind him that people use to burn CDs sometimes. He says he's heard of plans for big tech investments like Konza City.
Actually, I've heard most of the people saying that most of us here in Africa, they are creative and they have talent. The problem is that they don't have capital. Yes, that is the major problem.
Dr. Batenge Ndema was the information and technology minister under the previous government. He spearheaded bringing broadband internet to Kenya and dreamt up grand developments like Konza City. He argues that the investment in technology will improve services and quality of life for all Kenyans, whether they're online or not.
Once you break through in technology, you actually pull all other sectors.
He says moving services to the digital realm can solve problems like curbing corruption. No longer in government, Ndema is powerless over his plans to build high-tech hubs. He's skeptical they'll ever be completed.
It will be a disaster if we don't do it. And there is a whole army of young people who believed in Konza, that it's going to help us, it's going to help us to come together.
On the plus side, Dr. Ndema says Kenya is on the last mile of connecting Kenyans to high-speed internet. In the rural center of the country, Samson Kariuki is studying to be a computer programmer. For him, high-speed internet access sounds like a great theory.
Yeah, it's a bit slow. We use the modems, which are very slow, but we just cope with it. The Wi-Fi at school is almost very down, but we just cope with it.
Kariuki hasn't developed any computer apps of his own yet, but he's working with a local farm to get them on Facebook. He's part of the younger generation that's excited and interested in working in tech, even if he lacks the opportunities of his more connected peers in Nairobi. If Dr. Ndemo's dream of partnerships between private tech companies and universities is realized, more people like Kariuki could be working on the next big IT solution for Kenya. In Nairobi, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.